Je vais faire le simple papier là. These urgent cases, today's date is 12/26/2022. Dictation is from Miss Angela Jensen. Jensen spells J-E-N-S-E-N. Angela spells A-N-G-E-L-A. The report is 03/21/1964. This is a 58-year-old female here with a pain and pressure behind her eyes and in her maxillary sinuses region, and also complain of foul-smelling, bloody urine period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 2 days. Came in today because when she urinated this morning, she noticed frank blood, period. Next paragraph. Patient also noted that this pain behind in her cheeks and behind her eyes is approximately 5/10, increased with leaning forward. Denies trauma. She says she has a history of sinusitis and symptoms are similar, period. She denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Denies chills. Denies myalgia, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergy were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were positive as outlined above. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert, oriented, in mild distress, vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 97% of the room rate, blood pressure 132/79, pulse 95, respiration 18, temperature 97.2, period. Next paragraph. Nose congested with green discharge, edematous and erythematous turbinates. Congested. Next paragraph, face, tender left maxillary and frontal sinuses. No erythema, no edema of the facial structures. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period, no. No palpable nodes, no tender nodes, period. Next paragraph, throat. No erythema, no edema, no exudate. Ulna is malign and mobile. Mildly edematous and mild erythematous tonsils and pharynx, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory effort, no advantage sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, no rebound, no guarding, period. Normal bowel sounds. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, up and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, bears weight well with non-antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented, and recurrent, nerves to attend, is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute sinusitis. Number two is sinus headache. Number three is hematuria. Number four is renal stones. Number five is acute UTI. Please go back to review of systems. On the GU, patient reports foul smelling, bloody urine. Next paragraph, back to plan. Assessment number one is acute sinusitis. Number two is sinus headache. Number three is hematuria. Number four is planned renal stones. Number five is acute threat, period. Correction, acute rhinitis, period. Next paragraph, CT scan stone protocol was done. CT scan revealed, and this revelation was read, interpreted by Ms. Dr. Elizabeth Birkenfield, MD, with non-obstructing stone and non-obstructing left nephrolithiasis. Next line, hepatic steatosis. Next paragraph, patient and I discuss this finding, and we talk about the importance of increasing fluids and to avoid foods that are high in calcium. She says she understands and will comply. In the clinic today, we did a urinalysis. Urinalysis revealed large blood. Next paragraph. Patient was given an injection of Rocephin in a clinic, as well as dexamethasone 10 milligrams, Rocephin 1 gram, dexamethasone 10 milligrams. I am. She was observed in the clinic for an additional 20 minutes, then reevaluated. She reports improvement. She said she's beginning to feel a little better, period. The next paragraph, patient indicated that she was at another facility and she had an ultrasound of her breast and the advisor. She has a dense breast tissue that needs to be further evaluated. A consultation was completed for Memorial Hermann, where she will go and have a biopsy, diagnostic bilateral biopsy, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. She was sent home with the following medication. Flomax, 0.4 milligrams, 1 PO daily times 30 days, number 30. Next medication, amoxicillin, 875 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 10 days. Number 20, advice to increase fluids to come back to the clinic if worse. Go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. And irritation.